Flooding and wind damage are not the only hazards left by Hurricane Milton. Survivors and aid workers also contend with viral rumors and conspiracy theories about the government respond. NPR's Woojing Nan looks at the federal government's efforts to counter misinformation.
A lot of the falsehoods are happening on X, the social media site once known as Twitter.
I've never seen disinformation like this, and I've never seen as much and as mean-spirited.
George Haddow was the White House liaison and deputy chief of staff at FEMA during the Clinton administration. After Hurricane Helene, one user said he would shoot FEMA workers if he caught them, quote, blocking and seizing aid. Other posts on X attacked a FEMA staffer because she was Jewish. Even when there's not an election, Haddow says disasters are a magnet for misleading claims.
The basic thing you should understand about disasters is they are the most political thing that happens in a democracy. There was all these people hurting, there was big media coverage, and then there's the politics and the money.
As Hurricane Milton approached, another post urged people not to evacuate to protect their property from FEMA. To be clear, FEMA isn't blocking aid and it's not confiscating property. But access data shows that each of the posts you just heard about were viewed over a million times and were reshared thousands of times. One was eventually taken down. FEMA has been watching the rumors online and says it is in touch with local law enforcement to keep its staff safe. Woody Nunn is FEMA's senior official deployed to Florida.
Rumors are rampant. They are totally rampant. I hadn't heard any of that impacting our response here yet.
He says agency workers are going door to door to talk to survivors. They have a website that debunks rumors, and if someone has more questions,
we ask them to call back, either utilizing the 1-800-621-3362 with 3362 spelling FEMA. If it's something that someone says, well, they're going to take your money or they're going to do that land grab, call that number. We will tell you right away that that's debunked.
Ultimately, Nunn says FEMA works with state and local governments and says people should listen to their local authorities. The White House has also pushed back forcefully against the false claims in press briefings and speeches by President Biden. The administration even launched a Reddit account to post hurricane response updates to multiple message boards. Huo Jingnan, NPR News.